The COVID-19 outbreak at Adrian College started a few weeks after its athletes returned for practice. Overall, more than 11% of students and staff have tested positive. Infections have dropped since then. Students returned to in-person classes after 2 weeks of lockdown, but not everyone feels taken care of. As Michigan Radio's Will Callen reports, the school's handling of COVID has exposed divisions over Adrian's business model, which is built around its athletic programs.
Hunter Causey is a senior at Adrian. A first-generation college student, he came to Adrian to wrestle, but had some disagreements with the coach and quit the team. He says his fraternity, TKE, is what kept him here. He was on campus all summer, living in the house, working. He says it felt like COVID didn't exist.
And then 12 other guys move in, and four of them start partying, and then one of them gets COVID. And then I've been here all summer, and I get COVID.
Causey followed the rules and went into isolation. He says he left his room only to go to the bathroom and retrieve the boxed meals that campus security delivered twice a day. Often they got his order wrong, which he understands. At the outbreak's peak, 133 students were in isolation on this small campus.
But it's like, we're paying for this, and it just feels like we're just getting taken advantage of. Like, this is my fourth year here, and I just feel like I'm being exploited for my money.
Causey's neighbors see things a bit differently. In one of the next-door apartments, five soccer players tested positive for COVID. Kristen Page was one of them. She's a senior on the team.
Campus safety was super helpful, and our coaches were helpful, and you know the athletic department was really nice in delivering food, getting us what we needed, so that was awesome.
Athletes currently practicing have access to regular testing, but Causey from next door drove an hour to get his test to Ypsilanti. His insurance wouldn't cover the local options. Testing availability is just one reason why some perceive a gap between athletes and other students at Adrian College. To understand this, it helps to look back over Adrian's recent history. As other small private colleges have struggled, Adrian has more than doubled its enrollment in the last 15 years. Its president wrote a book about his strategy. The basic idea is to attract more applicants by offering more athletic programs. 61% of Adrian's undergrads are athletes. 2020 is yet another year of record enrollment for the college. But in recent years, budgets for academic departments have stagnated or declined. Keith McCleary is a chemistry professor at Adrian. He and others feel like athletics come before academics. In his teaching lab, he still has to project over the drone of a faulty HVAC system.
Because of the way that the air is blowing, it's hard to measure out a powder onto a balance. Those are kind of fundamental problems.
Because of concerns about Adrian's financial health, the faculty recently voted to remove both the president and academic dean. That vote is symbolic, but it points to widespread frustration with a culture sustained by the school's business model. When it comes to testing, President Jeffrey Docking assured me that all students have access to it, free and on campus.
Even non-athletes are tested. Those that are symptomatic get tested, and any student that has concerns about their health can get tested.
Obviously, not all students have gotten that message, like Causey and others I spoke with, who had to drive up to an hour for a test. Docking also says the school will now test asymptomatic contacts of people who have COVID. That's at the urging of the Lenawee County Health Department. The goal there, of course, is to keep the virus from escaping the Adrian campus, because what's really at stake here is the health of the surrounding community. Mary and Bob Bertram live just a block from campus. They have for 27 years. And for nearly 7 years, since the birth of their grandson, they've been following pandemic-level precautions. He was born prematurely, with weak lungs.
So, something like this, he would be very, very at risk. And he stayed with me a month this summer. Luckily, he was gone before people returned. But should they need help, should we go back to watch him, we have to stay healthy.
As of Tuesday, local health officials say only one other COVID case in Lenawee County has been traced to the outbreak at Adrian. Cases in three other counties have a connection too. The Bertrams live next door to another Adrian fraternity. They've been relieved to see that activity there has been quieter than in previous years. I'm Will Callen, Michigan Radio News.